from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Final hour of the show. Lots to get to. As always, final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Going to talk a little college football at 1:20 as we continue to draw closer and closer to week one. There's games tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
We were just looking. Arkansas plays Arkansas Pine. Not that this is the game of the week or anything like that, but we were just looking at Arkansas's schedule and wondering at what point during the fall does Bobby Petrino become the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks again.
And I said, there's no way in hell them people up there are going to let that man be their head coach. There's no way. But then I also remember this whole offseason seeing any clip of Coach Pittman, bless his heart, it always seemed like he was like, damn, I can't believe they didn't fire me.
Yeah, he knows.
You know, I mean,
he knows what's about to happen.
But I mean, yeah, that game, I think, you know, we talked about the Colorado, North Dakota State, right? Or was it South Dakota State? Whatever Dakota State.
Some kind of Dakota.
The Bisons.
Yeah, but it's a sneaky one.
And
be careful.
I'm here. They're saying this is the best thing that they had in a while there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they always give people fits. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're going to be Colorado. I don't. I think Deion them got too much skill for them and everything.
I'll tell you what. They better not.
They better not.
Yeah. Because that's what it is. Say what you want to say about Deion Sanders and all that kind of stuff. But, like, he can win his way out of any of the nonsense that's happening with the media there.
And the thing about
but
it is.
But he can also lose his way deeper
exactly.
into it.
Exactly. And that's what you got it now where it's like you want to. Because he's so successful at everything he's ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And he's him. And like he just said before, look at me. What about your opinion? Think, you know, he's just that.
Yeah.
And
he's like the most brash American athlete of all time.
Always back.
Maybe not of all time, but like of the generation. Because there's obviously boxers and different guys. But like, he's one of the most brash and braggadocious.
Yes.
Deservedly so. Because he's been incredible.
Yes.
And people, you know, sometimes people don't like that kind of stuff.
They don't. They don't like that. He's what I heard this morning. He silenced the media. What the hell are you talking?
Nah, I just said one guy
can't come to the press conference. But but he silenced the media, Andy.
Which, by the way, you and I have been to zero press conferences in 5 years,
right?
And yet we talk about everything that happens in the city.
Okay,
all right. I was overstating.
Oh, okay.
We haven't been to very many press conferences. Not because we've been banned.
Yeah.
But that'd be kind of funny. If we got banned from something, that would really up our.
Are we banned? You've been banned from. We both
I got banned from Canada.
We've been banned from countries.
Yeah.
And I got banned from Germany.
If we could get banned from, like, I don't know what team would be the best to get banned by.
What if Dave Bastian called down right now and told Mike, Andy and Randy are no longer on, no longer allowed on these grounds.
That sort of controversy is the thing we need to take it to the next level. You were asking me what I need to do because they're doing the Creator Classic at Eastlake today with all the golf influencers. Yeah. How I need to get in on that. And I said, well, sex sells.
Right.
Like maybe, but so does controversy.
Yeah. So. Like, what can we do controversial that Dave would come to, he would call Diane, hey, Mike. Yeah, Andy and Randy. Yeah.
I don't know.
They're no longer welcome in the Flowery Branch city limits.
Well, it's very common these days to start a media beef. You know, like media on media, right? Like you were talking about Ryan Leaf is fighting with whoever he was fighting with. You know, there's always these, you know, we just got to pick a target and then beef with them.
There's no bigger target up there than D-Led.
Well, Joe Patrick's already got that market cornered.
Damn.
They're beefing, and that's how Joe's risen to prominence so quickly. Which, by the way, another classic Smoke and Joe move tomorrow, demanded to have his time moved. It's got to be at 11:40.
Why?
I don't know. He's got a tea time, probably. my assumption.
I bet that's what it is, too.
He's the 31st golfer tomorrow. He's been added to the field.
Yeah, he's a part of the Creator Classic.
Oh, is he?
No, he's not.
Oh, I'm about to say. Now, that now.
Oh, I'd be mad.
Oh, in the end, you like I know because I sit by you damn near every day, and I look into your face and everything. I could tell when you get mad or get upset about something.
I'd be mad.
It would that face would have been
right. Because I'm already a little mad at Joe because I think he thinks he's better than me at golf, and I got to play with it. I got to play him. And
why
make
don't
sure.
y'all play?
We played one time, but it was a long time ago. It was the worst course in Florida. It was remember when we were down at spring training with Brian Jordan, and we let Joe book the course, and it was like $26 for unlimited play. You just had to beware of gators, essentially. And Brian Jordan showed up, and he was like, "This is the worst golf course I've ever played out in my life. I've been a millionaire for years.
Right.
You guys should have just asked me. I could have made a phone call. We could have got on like Doral or something." well, Joe did it. Joe booked it, so here we are.
And I love.
I think they have hot dogs.
And I love BJ. And I'm pretty sure BJ, there's nothing bougie about him.
No, he was very nice.
But I bet I know for a fact BJ is probably like, the hell's going on there?
Raggedy ass
golf course. I would have paid.
That's what he said. Like by the time we got to the end and we had a few drinks and stuff, he was like, "Hey, I would have paid if you guys wanted."
I do. Hey, like I said,
live and learn.
That would have been one of the things where, sometimes because that's the one thing you don't ever want to do is like kind of flex that part.
But you also don't ever want to assume that someone's going to do that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I understand. So you're in the middle of that day, and you're in that middle ground like, this, I know that I can make this better. But would they feel bad if I offered to be like, hey, guys, it's on me?
Wouldn't have felt bad at all.
If Brian Jordan was like,
would have felt happy.
Hey, guys, it's on me. I got the call.
Yeah. Now, I know Brian Jordan has more money than me. There's no false pretenses there. We're good on that one. If he wanted to pay for a nice golf course, I would have been fine. Think about it, though. Him at spring training, that was so fun about being down there with him. He's like a living legend.
Yeah.
Like, everywhere he went, every room he walked into, everybody, you know, he probably wouldn't even had to have paid. He would have just made a phone call, and we would have been on a nice golf course. But now we left it up to Joe. He got on Golf Now. He probably got some points or something for that one. We were the only ones out there that day, also. Temp greens and everything. It was crap. All right. We'll get back into some college football in 15 minutes, but let's kick the hour off with the big story of the day.
Damn, Joe.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
A little bit more distracting.
Michael Harris down the right field line, and that ball is fair. I think the wrist is feeling pretty good for Michael Harris. 2-0 Braves in the second. My, 424 feet.
Yeah, nice to see Michael Harris back in the lineup.
Yes.
Nice to see him, obviously, with the power. Damn near came up with the play of the year in center field as well. I mean, he was right there at it. And the Braves get the win. They had the two there. They added two later, and they're up 4-0. And then the bullpen kind of got a little leaky and let the Twins get back in it over the course of a couple of innings. But then the Braves win another one in extras. That's 11 wins.
Yep.
That's the most in baseball this year. Another win in extra innings, 8-6, and they win the series. Today they go for the sweep with Chris Sale on the mound.
And that's the thing. You want, let's win this series. You got the right guy on the mound to do it.
Yeah, sweep him.
And Chris Sale. Go ahead and sweep
him. And the Twins are good.
And I thought, I thought Schwelly was fine until he wasn't. And his big, and you talked about it already, his biggest issue is pitch count got so damn high. And I know that, he was at 103, and I know Snick tried. He had Snick. It was he was over 100. Had
he
two
almost
outs.
Almost got
had,
out of the
had
fifth.
Two outs, and you could tell he was tired. Just you know, just wasn't finding the strike zone. So Snit had to go get him, and obviously they didn't get any runs out of that as the bullpen came and shut that down. But yeah, I mean, they just went out and played well up there in Minnesota. And now you're in a situation where you got to continue this run. Again, got Chris Sale on the mound. Just give him two. Just give him two. Because to me, when Chris Sale's on the mound for some reason, especially the last couple of times, you look at it like, that ain't really his fault.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, like, somebody makes a bad play in the outfield
or something like that.
Bad luck.
And so you hopefully that's not the case today. But, I mean, just go get you one. Like, good to see Michael Harris back out there because, yeah. Everybody that's been hitting on their damn wrist seems like for this team, they missed time.
A lot of time.
So he was back again. Hell of a play. Wish I could have seen the replay of that play. But I mean, just the alertness for him, the athleticism to be able to do that too.
You ever have a, I'm only going to briefly transition into something not positive. The Braves have been playing very good, but there is something that I think sort of a trend now emerging. Got to talk about it. And then we'll get to the Falcons cutdowns. You ever have to have an uncomfortable conversation about an older family member?
All the time.
Karen. I think we got an older family member who might be showing his age.
Who the?
Jesse Chavez's ERA is 8.5 since the All-Star break.
Oh, I thought we already discussed this Jesse thing is getting kind of
it's getting kind of
old.
Yeah, it's getting kind of bad.
I mean, it's okay, Jesse.
Might be time.
Yeah, it's time to sit Jesse's ass down. No. It's time to sit. No. Jesse still stay there, right? But Jesse there for in the third inning, and you down 7.
Right, like a 4-0's too close.
Yeah, don't put Jesse in no game when you up. No.
Unless you're up 30.
Yeah, that's it. And I don't know if I put him in there then.
Yeah, no, I know.
But Jesse is there.
They got to release him and bring him back. That's what it. He's got to reset.
I don't know, dog.
He's been on the team too long. He started the season with the team. He's used to getting picked up midway. Like, it's been too much.
Yeah.
Too many consecutive innings as a Brave. He's got to get cut, signed by the White Sox or something, cut by them, and then re-signed by the Braves, and then it'll reset the clock.
Because I'm like, damn, what? Jesse.
I'm glad we're all on the same page on this. I was worried that this was not going to be met with
because
we love Jesse.
But the thing about it, the 91 mile an hour fastball is cute when they win it.
Yeah,
when they ain't winning, it ain't cute.
Yeah, that 88 mile an hour cutter.
Andy, I kept. I'm sitting there watching the game, and I keep looking like, damn, did I say 97 or 91? Oh, that's a 1.
Yeah, that's a 1.
Yeah.
That wasn't a changeup either.
I know. That's what I said. Ooh.
All right.
Yeah. No, we all on the same page. Yeah, we on the same page.
So the Falcons cut down to 53 yesterday. No real shockers. I mean, Chris Blair was a name that we thought maybe would be the sixth wide receiver. He didn't make it. They kept 9 offensive linemen, so another position had to be cut there to make room, and it seems like it was him. Kevin King also didn't make the team. He was a defensive back we had talked about. Fun story, been out of the league for a couple of years. Maybe he'll catch on someplace else. I know we're rooting for him, but other than that, nothing really surprising as far as the cutdowns go for the Falcons. And those aren't even really all that surprising.
But yeah, I mean, this is the first 53. I'm sure they're going to sign some more guys. First of all, when you want to fill out your practice squad of the guys is probably that you cut and everything, and you still want to have them part of the organization. And then you maybe look out there because, I mean, it's not a year that I have didn't play for a long time, that the original first 53 was never the 53 we wanted to do with the season.
Right.
It just never was.
You're one of these guys that makes it. You're happy, obviously, you never know.
And I've seen that part.
And now they got 2 weeks.
Yeah. And I've seen that part of it, and it is very – I was shocked that he made it, but I was.
You were shocked he made the initial 52.
Yeah, I was shocked. Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then you're happy for him.
I was. And then.
And he thought he made the final 53.
Yeah, then I get to the building the next day, walk into the tight end room, and there's another tight end in there. Like, oh, where'd he go?
Who are you?
Like, hey.
Where'd Jimmy go?
But he's a better option.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a better option at the third tight end.
The obligation you have is to have the best roster you can. A couple of other big names around the league. I know we mentioned these guys throughout the show, but these guys are going to be somewhere. Well, I don't know if all of them will be, but Allen Robinson was released by the Giants. Noah Brown, released by the Texans. C.J. Henderson, also released by the Texans.
You got to go up trade and get him, Andy.
Terrace Marshall. Terrace Marshall, released by the Panthers. They don't even have any.
They don't have any receivers.
They got nobody over there.
But, I mean, that Leggett and everything like that.
Leggett, yeah.
I saw Desmond Ridder signed to the Cardinals practice squad.
Oh, and they did trade for Deontay Johnson. That's right. They have him in Carolina, too.
So you got Deontay Johnson, Leggett, and Adam Thielen.
Okay. Desmond Ridder practice squad?
Yeah, practice squad in Arizona.
That feels right.
Let him develop some more, Andy. Give him some time.
Man's 27 years old.
Damn.
I don't think he's
27. Oh, okay.
I don't think he's actually 27.
I know he played 5 years at Cincinnati.
But he's 24.
But, I mean,
his birthday's coming up. He'll be 20. He'll be 25 on Saturday.
I saw Mike Bell's birthday.
Mike Bell's birthday today?
I think I saw that tweet. So happy birthday to Mike Bell.
You know who else's birthday it is today? Boone. Boone the dog.
Oh, burgers tonight?
Cheeseburgers for Boone tonight.
Cheeseburgers for Boone.
6 years old.
There we go. Damn.
Yeah, he's. I know.
Wow.
I know. And for dog, like, you know, it's like midlife.
Yeah, man.
I know.
He's still kicking.
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine. He was happy to have a Kermit the Frog puppet also.
Wow.
He was looking at Kermit funny,
no,
man.
No, don't do it, Boone.
I was like, that's a puppet hole, Boone.
Yeah, he drugged that thing, right? He drugged, what was that damn thing?
Oh, the Norwal.
Yeah, the Norwal.
Yeah,
is,
that was his girlfriend. And then when we had that rat get in our house last year, the rat pooped on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, rat-pocalypse.
Well, you can, like, wash it?
I felt like it was pretty gross.
Oh, okay.
It had been humped by a dog for a year, and then a rat pooped on it, so I figured we'd throw it away.
It had his,
figured we'd toss it. It wasn't anything personal.
It had his life.
He asks about it sometimes,
the
still.
The life it lived.
Whatever happened to my Norwal? You don't want to know.
You
don't want to know what happened to that thing. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little college football on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Midday Show with Andy and Randy, hump day. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll be broadcasting live from East Lake Golf Course, Tour Championship, Tito's Stillhouse. If you're going to be there, come by and say hi.
Yeah, dog.
Simple as that. We're going to be there for 2 days. You might as well come see us. You're going to go to the Tito's Stillhouse anyway.
I know. I like being in there.
Yeah, it's nice. It's air-conditioned. They serve Tito's.
Yeah, but got to have ice cubes.
What do you mean?
Remember, like, they can't serve it to you straight. You know,
they do have to make you a mixed drink.
Yeah, I make a mixed drink. So I was like, she's like,
unless you make good friends with that bartender over there by the 13th green.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll just start pouring them straight.
Like, I was like, yeah, can I have a Tito's? She's like, how do you like it? I said, the cup. She's like, what? With what? I was like,
Air?
Yeah.
More Tito's?
She's like, oh, no. She said, we have to mix it. I'm like, oh, all right. Does ice count as a mixer?
And it does.
Yeah, okay. I said, hey, man, hold on. Just a cube. Just a cube. Make sure you do that. You know, a story that we were going back to when Bronny was drafted, when we were talking about what is he going to call LeBron? And I guess finally LeBron had answered it already. It was so damn funny. First of all, it looked so cool. I think he was still in Italy, sitting down there just.
Yeah, he had like a very cool, background. I don't even know, like what the, wherever they were was cool.
Yeah.
But then he had like an Olympic, yeah, like just, like warm up top.
Yes.
It looked like a water print. It was all very cool. LeBron's living his best life.
Like some rich people stuff.
Yeah, really rich.
Really
people
rich
stuff.
People
stuff. Talking
style.
About his son being his teammate.
Yes.
Which.
You got audio, bro? Let me hear.
You have this?
Yeah,
oh,
let me,
great.
Let me hear, bro.
Great.
We already laid that down. You cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the private facility and the gates close, I can be dad again.
Okay.
In the car if we ride together.
Okay.
At home, I can be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Bron.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if
hell
he wants
yeah.
to. That's up to him.
If he wants to.
That's up to him.
Oh.
But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long.
Yeah.
It's not like I've been calling
right.
Hey son.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
yeah, so it's
yeah.
easy for me. It's gonna be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court and he'd be like, Dad, push the ball up, Dad, I'm open, Dad. No, you cannot do that.
That's great because that's the exact joke we made.
That's the exact joke we made.
He's in the corner, Dad.
Yeah, that's the exact joke we made. So I'm assuming like you can't call him Bron.
Nah, Bron. I can't say.
He can't
Bron.
Say Bron. So I think 2-3 might be it.
2-3.
Yeah, 2-3.
James.
Nah, he can't call him. Nah.
Yeah, 2-3 makes sense.
Because he's LeBron James Jr. Is he Junior?
I think so.
Okay,
I think so. But then he just goes by Bronny.
I know why
yeah.
when he wanted to go by Bronny. So I'm just.
But I think he's LeBron James Jr. I'm pretty
curious because
sure.
You know it's a new thing. Everybody got to put Senior and Junior on the back of the jersey. Did LeBron put Senior and he put Junior on the back of his jersey?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I always think it's cool when the guys get Senior put on the back of their jersey. Just to be, oh, you had a kid.
Yeah.
And named him after yourself. That's really cool.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah. Hey, Bron, no.
Bron, no. 2-3, though, that's, I don't know. That doesn't really flow.
To me, it's like got to be woo-woo.
Yeah, just
yeah,
like that.
Like,
just making noise.
Yeah.
Plus, he's LeBron. He sees you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got eyes in the back of his
yeah.
head. He's one of the best passers in the history of basketball.
Yeah.
He knows you're in the corner
Woo!
Wide open. In fact, you shouldn't say anything because you might alert the defender. He's going to come close out on you. Bron knows where you're at. Very funny, though. He also makes a really good point, too, because I heard some people talking about, well, what does LeBron call him? And it's like, well, Bronny.
Bronny.
Like, people don't. Maybe people that don't have kids, maybe people do this, but I certainly don't.
Right.
I know you don't either. People don't call their son, really. Like, hey, son. Maybe, like, if you're sitting them
if
down
sitting
for a
them
serious
oh,
conversation.
Now, I'll do
but,
that.
Like, for the most part, you're not just being like, come on in here, son.
Oh, no,
time for dinner.
Like, they call, so, hey, what up, son?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll say it
sure.
like that.
But for the most part, you're calling them whether it's,
hey,
I don't know what, everybody has different names. But, you know, when I talk to Jack, I call him Jack or Jackie or whatever.
Son
like,
sounds like a damn Simba Mufasa, you know, bonding
son.
Moment. Son. All of that
come here
see within the light, you know, or something
very
like
formal.
That. You know, something yeah, like you trying to learn something.
It also would be funny, even different and more weird if you did that with your daughter. Come here, daughter. Like,
yeah.
It's so weird
it's
and uncomfortable.
Like those are those situations where you sit down. Listen here, daughter. Like, don't even come out right.
No, it's weird.
Yeah,
listen weird.
Here, daughter.
I don't like.
Listen here, gal. Come here, gal. You know, I'll let come out.
I right. just call Lily girly for the most part. Hey, girly. Or Lily or
wait,
whatever.
But you, yeah.
Lil Mama. I don't know. We got a lot of
you call her Lil Mama?
All the time. Like, I got a million different names for her.
Yeah.
Jack really just Jack and Jackie.
Yeah. I mean, that's all the symbolism. Because it's so funny because we call Samson Sammy. Call
yeah.
Sammy and everything.
Makes
like
sense.
But, like, at school, he don't like them to call him Sammy. He wants to be called Samson.
Oh.
And so my mom's like, you.
I call him Sammy. I'll stop.
No. Family.
Oh, okay.
Call, yeah.
Got it.
But, like, at school, he wants to be White Sampson. And I was like, okay, well, you know what? And but, no Angel. You damn right you be called. This is my mom. This is my mom. You damn right, boy. You tell him to call you Sampson. That is prestigious. I was like, mama, you know. All right, mama.
Sure.
All right, no problem. And she said it so loud. And you don't hear whatever grandma say, he be just chest out. Grandma get that chest roll.
Oh, yeah.
My grandma
no.
be talking to him.
Absolutely.
Oh, grandma
like,
talked to Samson like that. Samson's like, yeah.
That's what grandparents are for in the first place. But then your mom
yeah.
is excellent
yeah.
at putting a little extra confidence
yeah,
Samson, in there.
Yeah,
that's
Samson.
Great.
Yeah, you call me Samson.
Because it's prestigious.
Yeah, because it's prestigious.
Which is phenomenal. It is.
It is awesome.
It's prestigious.
Samson.
All right. I feel like it's pretty prestigious to get compliments publicly from Bill Belichick if you're a head coach, right? Like, that's a guy who knows a thing or two about head coaching. Brent Key was on with us about an hour ago, Georgia Tech head football coach. They're 1-0. They got a big game coming up on Saturday night as well. First home game against Georgia State. And if you want to hear that interview, you can check it out at 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. Subscribe to the podcast. It'll be available on the Odyssey app. A lot of different ways for you to listen to that interview. Thought it was a pretty good conversation with Brent Key.
Freaking outstanding.
Yeah, really well executed, mostly by us. But here's Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show earlier this week talking also about Brent Key.
Well, first of all, Georgia Tech's got a good program.
Great.
You know, they're in a bowl game last year, and they've consistently played well, you know, against good teams in the ACC. So, you know, I think Brent's done a, you know, done a great job there. As you mentioned, he was a disciple of Nick. And so, you know, I'm sure that, you know, he's taken a lot of lessons that, you know, they learned there from in Tuscaloosa up to Atlanta. But, you know, when you have a really tough opener like that, I think it just sets the tone for training camp.
I think
you got to love that.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, and I don't know Coach Key, but I know he's honored by that. If somebody told him that and everything. Anytime, like you said, Bill or Nick can give you the compliment that they give
especially
you.
Especially having worked for Nick at Alabama and all that.
Exactly. And, I mean, I think – and he's still growing at being a head coach. You know, and that's going to be the biggest thing with Coach Key. And he talked about, you know, getting better. What was the question you asked him?
So he had this thing.
What you work on from the week before to get better? Or something
oh
like that?
Yeah. He did a thing where it's like everybody had to choose something, and then apparently at the team meeting on Friday night they'll say what it was that we wanted to get better at. Yeah. I do wonder what his was. Yeah. They're going to keep that internal. But, I mean, which is fine.
But like he's still growing as a head coach. I think he's going to be really good.
I do too.
I do. I think Brent Key is going to be.
We both kind of talked about that when they made him the interim, and it was like, all right, this is a little bit of a different vibe.
I think looks
different.
I think that Brent Key is going to be around a long time over there at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and the good news for Tech fans is that's where he went.
Yes.
Right? Now, I don't know what his aspirations are. I don't know if he has NFL aspirations,
type
whatever.
Of love. You have a different loves, type of love for your alma mater. Yep. And he was there when they were playing well with Joe Hamm and them guys. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think he's going to be a damn good coach. And the biggest thing that he's going to be able to do that Coach Collins couldn't do is get these damn Atlanta players to go there.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get them to go there to try to booster that roster to be able to be on the level with Georgia. I like the dude.
Yeah, I think there's two things, the one on field and one off that you're going to see that was different from the previous regime. Obviously, getting those guys is vital. But you can already tell they're just a much more attention-to-detail-oriented program. Like, the Jeff Collins era was just littered with dumb mistakes. Self-inflicted, like wrong time, like game-killing mistakes. And the team wasn't as talented. Yeah. And like there was a lot of issues, but like there were games they very, very much could have won, and they just made these crazy mistakes. They don't do that with him.
And
like he's very, very clearly got his eyes dotted and his T's crossed.
And the biggest thing, and we talk as far as when we had a conversation to talk to him about because the style of play he wants to play, just like in Georgia, not everybody practices a week. It's week zero, and you played. I'll make this statement. You probably won't see a more physical football game this week than you saw last week with them two.
No.
Just seven possessions?
Seven possessions each is the lowest amount of possessions in a game since 2020.
Yes. Seven possessions?
That's a run the football.
That's
an old school slobber knocker football.
They don't play it like that no more. Now, I can see this Clemson thing, and we'll talk more about Clemson, Georgia tomorrow and on Friday, but yeah. When you talk about we didn't have guys practice the day before, we didn't have guys practice today, that means that you get – like being a physical football team is great. It's fun. I've been on them teams where it's fun. But, damn, it hurts.
Yeah.
I know, you know, that's the thing. You want them to hurt more than you do because they lost, so that's going to hurt more. But I'm hurting too.
Yeah, it's also August.
Because we got that win, make that hurt feel a little bit better.
Right, but that's the tough part too, is like they play that way. You know they're going to play that way. It's not even – most teams haven't played one game yet.
Right.
So they're behind the eight ball as far as that goes, which, again, it's fine. You got the great win on the road and everybody's talking about it. But it's August. It's not even week one. You're going to play like that. Now, the opposition's not going to be as physical as Florida State was for every game they play, certainly not this weekend. But, like – you know, that's the thing that Georgia Tech, it might hold them back from what their true potential could be, is as the season goes on, it's just going to be impossible for some of these guys to play like that for 12 games.
And that's why we were talking about Haynes King. The biggest thing with Haynes King.
And Jamal Haynes, too.
They got the biggest thing. Obviously, the health is the biggest part about it. But the turnover also. Mm-hmm. They got lucky that a couple of those turnovers, they were able to get back on the football. Because that was his thing last year. He got better as the season went along.
Yeah.
But that was one of the biggest talking points coming into the season was the turnovers that he had. With how he runs the football. Like, you heard Coach Dell was talking about, you know his elusiveness and faster than you think and everything like that. He don't slide. No. You know what I mean? Like,
or run out of bounds.
Or run out of bounds. He don't get down or out of bounds. No. He hunting. And so being a quarterback, that's one of those things where because he is going – they're not going to not involve him in the run game.
They have to.
They have to for this offense to be what it can be. He has to be a factor in the run game. And that's not even talking about the hits that he take when he don't have the ball.
Right. Well, and then the running back as well is not the biggest guy in the world. Plays like it.
He's one of them backs, just like Cadillac was. About 5'10", about 205. He's like 195.
Yeah, I think he's about 195.
And runs like that.
Yeah. It's a good mentality.
Yeah.
Fun games tomorrow night. We'll spend a little bit more time talking about some of the week one openers.
Lewis Seen. ABCB signed with the Jets.
Really?
Good for him.
It sounded like he was not going to end up making the roster in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Good for him.
Lewis Seen and Tack McKinley are teammates.
But Tack's still on the roster.
Hey, man. Good for Tack. All right, we'll come back. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, it's time for the AMA on a hump day. Load the phone lines up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with James, who's in Johns Creek. Hey, James.
Hey, James, how are you doing? I call a couple times a week and everything. I'm generally, went to school with Randy McMichael. And I wanted to tell y'all first, I appreciate, now that I told y'all, Georgia Tech was going to be FSU, I really appreciate y'all giving Georgia Tech more love.
There you go.
I appreciate that. Before I ask my two questions, I want to go ahead and tell you, bank on it, Georgia Tech is going to be in the 12-team playoffs. And the Braves are going to win the NL East. You bet on it. Them two things are going to happen.
Right.
But my question is for Randy. Since he was, a lot of people don't know this, but he played Miami Dolphins, and I think he was very underrated as a player. I think he was very, very good in everything. So I wanted to give him a props on that.
Thank you,
James.
But my question to you is, I'm going to use Mike Budenholzer as an example, okay? When he coached for the Atlanta Hawks, okay, he wanted out, coaching for Atlanta Hawks. Well, the Atlanta Hawks had to pay him to leave. And I don't think that's right. If you don't want, just like any of us, just like with you, Randy and Andy, if y'all don't want to work for who you're working with now, and you say, come in, you say, I want to leave, they're not going to pay you for another year, 2 years, or whatever. They're going to say, here, thank you. It's been nice working with you. I don't think that you should be, any team or any sport should be paying you.
Hey, James, do you have a question?
Yes, sir.
You got a question, James?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wanted to ask y'all's opinion on that.
Okay.
And then also I wanted to ask your opinion on, when a player gets hurt, okay, and they get hurt, just like, us in general in working, if a player gets hurt or whatever, do y'all think they should still be, should they still be paid what they should, or should they be like a regular with us, work, just get regular work?
All right. Thank you, James.
All right, James.
Here's the thing, and I don't know if it's going to help or not, but maybe it will.
Okay.
It's a mentality just to sort of keep in mind. They're not like us.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing
you got to understand about James is they're not.
Whether you're a player or coach, whatever, it's a different economy that exists inside the world of professional sports. guaranteed contracts exist in that world in a way that don't really all that often outside of that world. And Yeah. I mean, guys get paid to leave sometimes.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
Some of the best jobs, some of the best work you can get in sports right now is being a fired college football
hell
coach.
Hell yeah.
So.
Hell yeah. But no, I mean, and a lot of times when players get hurt, they do keep their money.
Well, I think they should get
they
paid.
Should get paid.
They got hurt playing
got
the
hurt
sport.
Playing
they didn't
the sport
do it on purpose.
They didn't do it on purpose, but yeah, you should get paid.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they try to come back and play later. James wants to take me. You
James,
get hurt?
James, you
give
hurt.
Me that money
you
back.
Get, yeah, give it. Damn. Damn, James.
All right, Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, guys. So just a quick update. So still in Buckhead, but did stay in Decatur the other day.
Good news.
So that was, yeah, no. We're on the up and up.
All right.
But so I've got another challenge, though. So kind of winning over, you know, my lady again. But the other woman involved doesn't really care for me, which happens to be her mom. So I've got two questions. Mm-hmm. So one is, any suggestions on what maybe I should consider to do that? And then I have a Falcons question,
okay,
too.
Okay. James, are you
married? This is Andrew.
Andrew, I'm sorry. Are you married to this young lady?
No, okay. No. We moved into the neighborhood where she grew up, where her mom happens to live in the same neighborhood.
What did you do? Because usually it's fathers who hate the boyfriend. What did you do for her mother to not like you?
We just had a little spat here and there and stuff. The other day where I said, hey, kind of sound like a child right now.
And then she went and told her mother. Sure. And then her mother's like, don't you be talking to my baby like that.
Sure.
James, the only thing. Hey,
it's not James.
I'm sorry. James on my mind right now.
Yeah, James went for a long time.
All right. No, James is going crazy.
Andrew.
Yeah, James got me fired up too.
Andrew, you got to marry her, dog. You gotta marry. Because the thing about mother-in-laws, okay, all right, mother-in-laws with daughters who are married will always be on the husband's side, okay? I'm speaking from experience, all right? If I call Mary Jane and say Donna did something, you know, she goes, Donna, why are you doing that to Randy? That's what she does every single time.
Yeah, that's your experience.
Yeah.
My mother-in-law, wonderful. Yes. Never had a problem with her, which is great. My brother, right. Just, you know, she never came around. She was sort of in an Andrew situation.
Yeah, that's true.
Where my brother was in an Andrew situation where he was like, I don't know, maybe I can finally prove my worth to her. Never happened.
Yeah.
And she might have been a part of the undercutting of the marriage.
Andrew,
sometimes you can't marry your way out of it.
I know. So I don't want to put that on you, dog. But, you're in trouble, Andrew.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because y'all, at least my mother-in-law, and again, I love my mother-in-law. She lives on the other side of the country, in California.
Sure.
Yours lives in the same neighborhood.
Neighborhood is tough.
Dude.
She can just drop by whenever she wants.
Yeah. And don't have to say when she's coming over. You know that, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Andrew's in a tough spot.
Andrew's a tough spot, dog. Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah, man. I know what to tell you, but I don't want to tell you that.
Right. Like, I don't. You know, right. I know what I think he should do.
I know what I think he should do. But what me and you say? Y'all can't come stay with us.
Right. Yeah. Right. You can't come stay with us. But I don't know. Maybe there's other fish in the sea. I like her. I met her. She's nice.
She's awesome.
She's really nice.
She's awesome.
But this sounds like a lot, you know, for they're not even engaged.
Y'all ain't engaged. How y'all ain't engaged, but y'all moving in together?
Maybe he should get her pregnant.
What happens when you break up? Who gets the security deposit?
Was that bad advice?
What?
Should he just get her pregnant?
No. No, but we're just having fun,
figure it out.
Because she listens too now.
I know she
by
does.
The way.
I know
but
she
I'm just telling you.
And right I'm here. Not saying that he should, like, no. I hope that they figure
y'all
it out.
Y'all need to figure it out, James, all right? Because.
It's not James, it's Andrew.
Andrew, you need to figure it out because I like her. You cool, whatever. But your girl is cool as hell, man.
She's really cool.
And we would like her to come to more, outings and bring you. So fix it.
There it is.
Fix it.
Tobobby is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tobobby.
All right, so I have the coolest mother-in-law in the world, so I don't feel
there you go. Perfect. Say it loud.
And speaking of my mother-in-law, that means I'm married to my wife, and it's now been 2 years as of today. So
hey!
Happy anniversary!
Happy
to my
anniversary,
wife.
Bro.
Congratulations.
We are going back to the restaurant where we had our first date at, nice. And our first date lasted for 9 hours.
How do you have a
so
9-hour date?
My question to you guys is,
I know.
Obviously, lunch, like, hold on, Andy.
Oh.
The date wasn't just sitting eating, right?
Well,
never mind.
No, it was multiple parts to the date.
Okay, all right, okay.
Lunch went really well that led to something else, something else that eventually ended in dinner.
Okay.
All right. How was y'all's first date with your wife? And How long was it?
Oh, man.
Longer than 9 hours.
My first date with my wife was... It was over dinner, and I had a good time. Great, great, great conversation and everything like that. But reason it ended because I left, because I knew I wasn't getting no action. And so I was like, oh.
It's the problem with being married to classy ladies.
Yeah, I was like, what you about to do? She said, well, yeah, I'm about to go home and lay down. I got to get up for work. And I was like, oh, okay, can I come? That was just the dumbest thing I could say to my wife, my then date. You weren't even my girlfriend then. I said, can I come? Like, who does that?
I know, but it's what you meant. So you said what you meant.
But who does that? I said,
wasn't a great line.
I said, can I come? Like, the look she gave me.
Yeah. But it's exactly what you thought and wanted to do.
But I was at that stage.
You were direct.
I was at the height of my
right.
Yeah.
Right. That was kind of muscle memory from what you would say to other people.
When it would always work.
Right.
What are they hitting for? Yeah, but you don't say, I'm gonna say that to Donna. But
I'm like, thank God you didn't say that.
Yeah, I ain't saying to Donna. Can I go?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
yeah, me and my wife's first date was great. It was at a restaurant called Audubon in Boston. We went back there and had dinner there on our honeymoon, which was very cool. And, none of the rest of it's any of your business. But we're married, and we've got two kids.
That's all that matters.
We're in the negotiation process for another one, so you never know.
Never know.
You never know. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
James had me damn flustered over here. I couldn't remember.
This is a lot.
I said James. I don't ever say James that many times.
Mm-mm.
But I like James. James had a lot of energy and everything.
I hope he's right about what he predicted also.
The Braves win the LA's.
And Georgia Tech going in the college ball playoff. That'd be fun.
That'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be real cool. Joe Pachter is cheap. $26 for a round of golf. Offended Brian Jordan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just surprised him, I think, more than anything. He hadn't done anything that broke in a long time. Grandma will swell your chest up.
Yeah, man. Grandma had a ready to fight.
Every Marcel, physical greeter. Jared Kelnick is like a poodle. Very emotional.
Yeah. Very emotional.
Bo, not bothered by lack of air conditioning. He's not shy. He'll let you know that. And it's James, not Andrew.
Yeah, man. My bad, Andrew. You're still my dude. I'm sorry we couldn't help you, dog.
Fix it.
I think every relationship is different, but you better fix it.
Yeah, that's all there is to it.
Just fix it, especially moving in together.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog.
Like,
I mean,
you guys haven't lived together very long
exactly.
for all this stuff to be going on.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Not James.
Fix it, not James. All right, we'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.